Having looked at platforms and the difficulties in choosing the correct platform and a language to suit the development of your software, let's look at some of the common technologies that are used in almost every software project these days and are particularly pertinent to the area of rich applications. The first of these is the web. As well as being a platform, the web provides a source for both data and information and features that can be used in many applications. The web is one of the most pervasive technologies that we have and is available on all of the mobile platforms, all of the desktop, and of course sometimes down even to small devices like watches and microcomputing. So during this course we'll be taking a look at many of the technologies that and data that the web can provide us. Central to any modern software development project is the idea of source code control. It doesn't matter whether the project is a small or a big major project, source code control should be used to both manage the code base, manage multiple code bases and multiple versions for different platforms, and also as a way of tracking bugs and fixes to those bugs done by the team who are developing the software. It shouldn't matter whether it's just a single person or a large team. Source code control is one of the best technologies available. Unfortunately, however, many don't use the full features of source code control properly, and we'll be looking at a few of those when it comes to relating it to packaging, keeping control of versions of software, stable versions and development versions, and the features that source code control provides that allow us to do this simply, providing that you do this at the beginning of the project, then your source code repository could be well structured and well organized and understandable for long-term sustainability and maintenance, not just by yourself but and your team, but also by a team in the future who might want to pick up your code and use it within their own product or even maintain it when you are no longer doing this. While there are many source code control websites and softwares that can help you out, these are not always the best to be a home for your software, as in where it is marketed, where it is distributed from. And they don't often help with the idea of packaging for a particular platform, say to go in an app store or to go into a package repository such as those used in Linux. So we should be looking at the idea of packaging and how you can use a source code control repository to help this process. And of course, as mentioned, many platforms now have this idea of app stores. This is not necessarily a new idea, as Linux has been using package repositories for years. App stores just provide this extra bit of functionality that look at the graphical and the marketing side of the product to make it a lot clearer for the users. Additionally, they also provide a way for the software development companies and also the manufacturers to charge for this functionality. And that's your classic model of the App Store or the Android Marketplace when compared to the Linux package distribution tree, which is not very graphically based and doesn't allow for charging directly. Source control or revision control is about the management of changes to documents and programs and software, either on a small scale and on a large scale. Revision control allows for a large team to be able to develop on the same code base and can manage things like merging changes and merging revisions and also being able to branch and tag revisions, something that we'll look at in a moment. Changes in a revision control system are usually identified by a numbered or lettered code term known as the revision number. And it's usually best to keep commits to a source code control repository as small as possible, such that each commit message can be very granular in level, allowing for easy rollback of features or bugs that might have been applied wrongly. So committing a whole project to a source code system with every single file might not be the best thing to do when working in a large team, when somebody might want to roll back or make one change to a single commit. If a single commit actually contains a commit that touches the entire code base, this is possibly not the best way to use a revision control system. As mentioned, revision control systems also will provide you a ticketing system. And this is a key way to log and track fixes to bugs against the code base. But not only bugs, it might also be to do with relevant documentation or example code. The ticketing system and also the commit system is also a good way to find out what has changed during each revision or during each software version that you make. And of course, for many package distribution platforms and apps, there is a requirement to distribute a changelog which details what has happened between the previous software version and this one. There are many different revision control systems, including CVS, which is quite an old one now, SVN, and of course the more popular at the moment, Git, and the accompanying service online, GitHub. But all of them have some very, very common features, which are often misused. So let's talk about a couple of those. The first is tagging. A tag references a specific point in history, e.g. an important point, which is mostly used for marking version releases. So typically you can use tags to tag this as version 1 or version 2 of a particular software package. And when used in this way, it's also easy to take a tag and to package it up for a platform or to cross-compile a tag for a particular platform. This is something that really shouldn't be done on what's called the master. Packaging a master is not an easy way to track down bugs because somebody might have a completely different version to the version that you're currently trying to fix, and thus there's an inconsistency between the experience the user is having and the one from the latest version of the code that's being currently managed by the developers. So tagging is a really important way of knowing where a software product is in time and which version that the users have. The second is branching. Many sort of revision control repositories provide the functionality to branch, which is a way of managing a parallel development of the software. So this is not a point in history, but you might want to branch a piece of software in order to have an experimental tree and a stable tree, for example. And then the functionality could be merged from one branch into another, and the two could also be merged back together and branches removed. So there are many options of software that can be chosen to manage revision control. But some of the more modern ones, like Git, provide a little bit a stronger set of functionality than those such as CVS and SVN. So Git is a very distributed platform and is not dependent on network access. So you can have a complete offline working area. So it's great for coding in offline environments such as internationally or on the train and whilst travelling. And it also has strong support for non-linear development. This is such as branching and merging. The other thing about Git compared to the other platforms is that it does not slow as the project history grows, so it scales well. But perhaps the most significant thing when it comes to doing small-scale commits is that Git allows staging, which is a customized set of commit operations. So a specific set of files, or a whole section of files, can be split up into many commits. And each commit can be previewed before it is actually what's called pushed into the revision control repository. So you can do all of your code management on your local machine, work out if you've got the relevant commits in place, and then push these commits into the master branch, which is kept in an online repository. This makes Git an ideal candidate to choose when wanting a revision control system that can handle micro-commits, those that only touch a few lines of code or one file. So a revision control system manages our commits of our code, the branching, the tagging of particular versions, and also issue tracking. And issue tracking is most commonly done against a particular tag or version. Additionally, then, when you make a commit, you should put an appropriate message against your commit to say what you did. If a commit closed an issue, then you can also put in the commit message which issue number was fixed, and this is automatically tracked and linked to by the revision control system in most cases. This is normally done with the hash or pound sign followed by the number of the issue, and this would link the commit message to the issue number. And you can use phrases like This commit fixes the issue number, which will then also close the issue. Or if you're just commenting on an issue, you can say that this is part of the fix for, and then the issue number, which won't close the issue, but it will relate the commit to the issue. So therefore, it's easy to track whether anyone has done any work in your team to fix a particular issue or has commented on it within the code itself. So all of these features make revision control systems an essential part of any software development project, not just for keeping track of the source code and any bugs that are being fixed, but also for making and tagging particular version releases, which can then be packaged up and distributed on any of the various platforms. So next we're going to look at how a software product is distributed and how it is marketed. The most essential platform on which to market a piece of software has to be the web. But many projects fall foul of simply leaving the marketing side of their software to the site where the source code is being managed, such as SourceForge. But if you try to download something from SourceForge recently, you might have noticed that there is a lot of ads below the SourceForge download link, as shown on this slide. And these ads can be very misleading for users, because they might end up downloading something that isn't potentially your software product, but a piece of malware onto their machine. So it is not the clearest way of accessing and finding out information about the software for a user who knows nothing about software development and doesn't really care about revision control systems and how they manage a software product. The way that most users will find a piece of software will be by Googling for it. And that's how most users find most information, I think that you'll agree. So, what you need to do with your software project is find a way to create a site that draws users in from a Google search. So here, we can see if you search for EXIF tool in Google, you'll find the top result will be a well-structured website listing how to install, download and install EXIF tool and how to use it. And these kind of links will be above those of the source code management system. And of course, when the user clicks through these links, it becomes a lot more clear to them how they get the latest stable version of the software. Whereas with revision control systems, these links might take them to the code repository itself, which of course isn't necessarily where they want to be. So while this may all sound very simple, simply designing a website that markets your application, it is often overlooked by a lot of minor software development projects as being an unimportant thing. They think the software is the most important and that the users will come and find them. And clearly, in an age when there is so many applications and so much availability of these applications, then this is not always the case. And you really need to guide users as much as possible to be able to find and be able to download and install your application. So in summary, we need to make sure that users can find your application. Additionally, to market an application, you might want to give away preview copies, if you were going to charge for it, or do something like an introductory pricing scheme, which gives it away on an offer for a certain time. Importantly, tell as many people as possible without annoying them about your application. And perhaps the best way of getting viral marketing about your application, you know, people telling other people, is to make it so clear and pretty that these people can't avoid telling other people how such a cool experience your application is. So the software development process starts with revision control systems. We need to set up a management system to control our code in for whichever platform and language you have chosen. Importantly, when you make commits to this system, write a useful commit message. Make commits small so they can be reversed easily, or changed easily, or commented on easily. And if you make a commit which closes a ticket, make sure that you link it to the ticket. This can be done very easily, but is often, again, something overlooked. And also, finally, use tags to keep track of versions. Tags for a particular version can then be packaged very easily for an app store or other package distribution system. And the point with marketing is to realise that developers and users have different needs and want to see different websites. So your revision control system is an important website to have and reference for developer types who want to have a look at the latest code or the latest changes to your code. But users, on large, won't want to see these types of systems and will just want to download the latest stable version of your application and then follow a series of manuals or examples to get started with your application to find the full functionality.